This is an iHeart podcast.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Gosh, it's going to be such a fun day today. Look, Joe Biden, he got up and gave a speech to... Oh, wait, hold on. Breaking news.
It's journalist Jesse.
There's just no one better.
We love Jesse. He's the best.
Jesse, please kiss my baby.
Jesse.
Joe Biden got up and spoke today. In case you're wondering why I continue to say things like we're going to lose a major war, well, don't take it from me. Take it from Joe.
In the United States military, every vehicle is going to be climate friendly. Every vehicle. We're going to have a... No, I mean it. We're spending billions of dollars to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're spending billions of your tax dollars in order to make every military vehicle, Air Fingers, quote, climate friendly, which will be a great comfort to our soldiers and Marines as they burn to death inside of the electric powered tank. That is really, really wonderful. And look, we should keep in mind, there is death at the back end of all these policies. People are going to die because of this. They are. I love Fauci had a great little line. I'm going to start using this with the wife, Chris.
I had to maintain my own integrity as well as my responsibility to the public to tell them the truth. That clearly alienated a lot of people.
Look, you only have a problem with me because of my integrity. Oh, these friggin' people. Let's get back to some Ask Dr. Jesse questions. Remember, you can email the show even during the show. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Bandito Kelly. A couple things I wonder about. Why is George Soros not being dragged out in the open for the monster he is and the damage he's caused? I keep hearing people saying groups or agendas are being funded by him. If he is the source, why is no one pushing to investigate him? And let's pause on that for a moment. I have brought this up before. I'm going to bring it up again. I'm going to bring it up delicately because everyone knows I'm a delicate person. I am, Chris. All right, think about any empire throughout history. You probably have your favorites you care about. Maybe it's the Byzantines. Maybe you like the British Empire at its height or the Romans. Why are you making those faces, Chris? What's your problem with the Byzantines? What is your problem? You think the British Empire is generic? Sir, I suggest you go look at the British Empire at its height. They ruled the world, my friend. They ruled the world. Underrated. And no, the Dutch are not underrated. The Dutch are rated exactly where they should be, at the bottom somewhere, down there with Portugal. The English, that plus one, those accents on chicks, totally hot. Two, the British at their, you know what? We're dismissing Chris. We're dismissing Chris. Back to what we were talking about. Pick your empire. Pick your major powerful empire. I want you to imagine, you know what? Let's go with the British Empire. Since we're talking about one of the best, let's go with the British Empire. Imagine during the height of Britain's power, let's say 1700s. Let's say they found out there was a guy in Russia. And it wasn't the government of Russia. He was just a rich guy in Russia. And they were having, Britain was, and all their major cities happening in London and stuff like that all the time. There were all these violent riots that would kick off all at once. And it would happen in all their major cities, and they were having to send out law enforcement and have people arrested and put down these violent riots. And then they found out this one guy was helping pay for and organize these violent riots. Some guy in Russia. Just some rich guy in Russia just doing that. And they started having these violent criminals that they had arrested. They had various legal guys, judges and whatnot, turning the violent criminals loose where they would then go murder more people. And they found out these judges who were releasing these guys, these judges only got elected because that same rich guy in Russia was funding it. In fact, the more they dug into it, they found out many, many of the destructive groups within the British Empire, they were funded by this one man, specifically the one man's family. This is some random guy in Russia. We'll call him Vladimir. That's probably what his name was. What do you think the British Empire would have done about that? Look, I could have gone more extreme. I could have said the Mongols or something like that. We know what they'd have done. What do you think the British Empire would have done about one rich guy, a foreign-born rich guy, choosing to use his money to fund civil unrest and violence and, frankly, murder on his city streets? What do you think they would have done about that? Now, as to your question, why has no one done anything about that? Go Google George Soros and Nancy Pelosi. Go Google George Soros and Barack Obama. George Soros is smart enough to not just fund Antifa and Black Lives Matter and all these various green groups and whatever else he can do. All these DAs like Gascon in LA, all these DAs like that idiot in Philly. All the DAs who are releasing the violent criminals so they can murder and rape more. Soros is funding those guys. He's also funding Democrat politicians. These groups. Remember, we have to always remember how truly insidious it is. The violent street groups, they work in conjunction with the more, quote, legitimate groups. Like, it's Earth Day today. It's Earth Day, but Earth Day today, all the climate change nutters. They're all working together. They're all funded together. And the Democratic Party is part of that. And the media is part of that. They all have the same goal. And that goal is the destruction of the United States of America. Our problems are within. That's what makes this so difficult to overcome. We're not only being attacked from foreign adversaries, although we are. We're being attacked from within. These people are trying to destroy us. Joe Biden, when he gets up and he says things like this.
But we need to do something else. We need to get off this roller coaster of relying on oil.
You may be tempted to sit there and say, get off of oil? We make everything with oil. What are you talking about? The world runs on oil. If we try to get off oil, it's going to kill untold millions of people, maybe the billions of people. It would cause death and destruction on a scale we've never seen in the history of mankind. Maybe that's what you're sitting there saying, but here's what you have to understand. He knows. Joe Biden knows that. The people around him who pour honey in his ear and tell him to say things like that, they know that too. They know they won't be one of the poor people starving to death. They understand the death and destruction that comes with these insane policies. They all do. They know. You can point it out to them until you're blue in the face. It won't sway them. They know. That's the idea. Destruction is the point. They're trying to destroy. When you hear these people, like it's been sadly because it's so gross. All this grooming pedophile stuff has been all the rage lately, and you see these people try to defend it, and they defend it adamantly, and they're passionate about it, and they're crying about it. And you may say, this is insane. Don't they know this will destroy kids? It'll destroy people. It'll destroy families. It'll destroy the nation itself. Don't they know? They know. They don't care.
This is a political wedge issue and an attempt to win a culture war. And they're doing that in a way that is harsh and cruel to a community of kids, especially. I'm going to get emotional about this issue because it's horrible. But you know, it's like kids who are bullied.
Just remember, that human being crying, she's crying because kindergartners can't tell six-year-old boys that they can become girls. The thought of not being able to do that has this person in tears.
And like all these leaders are taking steps to hurt them and hurt their lives and hurt their families. And you look at some of these laws in these states, and it is going after parents who are in loving relationships, who have kids. It's completely outrageous, but it is a wedge issue. Sorry, this is an issue that makes me completely crazy.
It makes her completely crazy. Remember that Disney executive we played for you? I thought it really hit home. The one who was talking about her not so secret gay agenda, and she was being very, very adamant. I mean, she was frankly laughing about the fact she makes movies, she makes video that your child consumes. If your child consumes Disney, that person consumes it. And she couldn't have been more forward about the fact she's going to make sure your child is waterboarded with LGBTQ content because she has an agenda. These people understand full well how destructive that is. I'm going to play it for you when we get back in the break just because I ran out of time here. They understand how destructive that is. Destruction is the idea. And remember this. We have to be strong enough and bold enough to stand against these people. Look, I'm not kidding when I tell you about Chalk. C-H-O-Q. I've been taking Chalk for months now. The all-natural, not medicine, not chemical filth, all-natural supplements, U.S. manufacturing. These guys are diehard patriots. I was texting with Seton back and forth yesterday at Chalk. These guys, they really care about the weakness of men in this country and the falling testosterone levels. And I'm telling you, I've been taking this stuff for months. It's awesome. They have a male vitality stack. It's three different things. They have a male vitality stack available right now for 30% off. Fellas, go get on it for 2-3 months and then call me. You'll see what I'm talking about. Go to chok.com and use the code Jesse for 30% off. CHOQ.com code Jesse.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Chris, I still think about that often too. Remember that time that lovely lady called in, and she was very nice about it, by the way. She was very nice. She's probably listening right now. And she was talking about she loved the show, or I forget how the conversation went, but she scolded us on the phone about playing Ozzy because Ozzy's a big super weirdo freak. He is a weirdo freak, but Iron Man still jams. It still jams. It's a Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday, and Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Remember, if you missed any part of the show, you can catch the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. On iTunes. Leave a 5-star rating in a review talking about how handsome I am. I'm going to play this Disney audio again for you here. And I just want to make sure everyone understands the destruction is intentional. And there's so much talk now and hand-wringing on the right about principles and the Constitution and the principle. You know what my principles are? My principles are making sure this person never gets to have any say-so in my culture.
I worked at small studios most of my career, and I'd heard, you know, hear whispers. Like, I'd heard things like, oh, you know, they won't let you show this at a Disney show. And I'm like, okay. So I was a little, like, sus when I started. But then my experience was bafflingly the opposite of what I had heard. The showrunners were super welcoming. Meredith Roberts and, like, our leadership over there has been so welcoming to, like, my, like, not at all secret gay agenda. And so, like, I feel like I felt like it was, I mean, like, maybe it was that way in the past, but I guess, like, something must have happened in the last, like they're turning it around, they're going hard. And then all that, like, momentum that I felt, like, that sense of, I don't have to be afraid. Let's have these two characters kiss. Let's, in the background, this, like, I was just, wherever I could, just basically adding queerness to, like, if you see anything queer in the show, I'm proud of them. But, like, I just was like, no one would stop me, and no one was trying to stop me.
What are my principles? My principles are making sure that person doesn't get to entertain my children ever. Ever. Those are my principles. Dear hater of Hot Rod Lincoln. What's Hot Rod Lincoln, Chris? Oh, gosh. The Commander Cody's thing again. It's these Commander Cody's people are, they're ravenous. It's not a good song, Chris. You know what? I'm not going into this again right now. It is obvious that that communism is adjacent to our Democratic Party. How can it be justified to put Nazism on the conservative spectrum? When you look at policy preferences of Democrats and their allies worldwide, the match is much stronger. Anti-Semitism, check. Anti-free speech, check. Top-down policy and control, check. How do they get away with labeling conservatives Nazis? I was altering among four podcasts until you got Buck's slot. Now it's rare for me to listen to anyone else but you. I'm not surprised at your continued success. You know what, Chris? Neither am I. What, Chris? What? What? He said I can say his name. His name is Dennis. All right. How can they get away with labeling conservatives Nazis? This actually goes right back to what we've been talking about throughout the show today, of why it's so hard for us to understand their mindset, to understand the way they work and the way they think. Dennis, you wrote the email, but I'm positive you're a real human being, and I'm positive you're flawed. So I'm not about to try to flatter you. I'm sure you're a flawed human being. We all are. No one more than me. But I am also probably pretty sure the truth matters to you. It's not that you've never told a lie. Everyone's told a lie. I wish we hadn't, but everyone has. I'm sure the truth matters to you. But people with values like you, Dennis, it's very, very, very hard for them to wrap their minds around dealing with someone who doesn't have any. How can they get away with labeling conservatives Nazis? These people are not bound by any kind of moral guidance, some kind of adherence to the truth. Remember this. Remember, they serve a god of communism. It is their religion. What they're doing, they believe all the way, is in service to that god. Now, let me ask you, what have people done throughout history in service to their god? Have you ever heard the Aztecs? You've heard of the Aztecs, probably. In case you haven't, they were one of, essentially, the indigenous population of Mexico. They were the big boy. There were big ones down there, but they were the major tribe in Mexico. And this is going to get a little gruesome. It's fine. It'll be kid-friendly, but it's hard to hear. The Aztecs, they were huge on human sacrifices. And it was not a pleasant experience. They didn't sedate you. They would march you to the top of a very tall pyramid. They would oftentimes force you to dance. They would strip you naked. And then they would lay you down on a stone. And then they would take out a knife, an obsidian knife, actually. And they would carve your heart out while you're still alive. Then they would chop up your limbs and throw you down the stairs. Now, this is not something that was only done to their enemies. This was done to other Aztecs, and it was done to their children specifically. In fact, oftentimes they needed the child to cry before they would kill the child, and they would, I'm going to skip over the details because it's a little ugly, they would torture the child to make sure the child was crying first, and then they laid down a child and carved out his heart with a knife. And the people watching this were cheering. Now, how's that humanly possible? How could anybody support such evil? What, in what universe could people think that was okay? Well, when it comes to a religion, you really need to be really careful you choose the right one, because the wrong one will have you supporting evil and thinking you're the good guy. We're going to circle this back around to what we're dealing with today in just a moment. Hang on.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word. one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put two and two together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's all you could see. Now the fellas rib me for being behind. So
it is the Jesse Kelly Show. Did you have to play the song? Now, Chris, it's not a... you know what? Forget about it. Forget about it. We're not even going into it right now. Chris, before I go back into this, how could they get away with calling us Nazis things? Would you... I do think, out of respect for Earth Day, I think it's important we hear from the Commander-in-Chief.
You know, our natural wonders... inspire, and the reflection inspires our to take action. You know,
today, Junior.
All right, back to what we were talking about. These people are not bound by the truth of anything. I mean, we joke all the time about the sky is green. I'm not really joking about it, but it's that analogy I make where they will demand that you acknowledge their lies as being truth. How do they get away with calling conservatives Nazis? They're not bound by any moral compass. They understand the word Nazi, Hitler, those words understandably create an emotional response in people. No one thinks of the word Nazi and thinks happy thoughts, right? Nobody. But they understand as well conservatives aren't Nazis. It's just that's the worst thing they could possibly think of to label their opponents with. And so that's why they went that way. That's why the proper response when they're calling you a Nazi is not to say, that's not true. That's not who we are. The proper response is, okay, pedophile. That's the proper response. That is the proper response. Dear Dr. Jesse, if you were stuck as your own character in one of those 1960s TV shows like Gilligan's Island, I Dream of Jeannie, or Hogan's Heroes, which show would it be and why? Thanks. I love the show. Man, that's actually tough. Which show would it be if you were stuck as a character in the show? I will tell you, initially, I would have said the doctor in Gilligan's Island for obvious reasons. What, Chris? I think being the genie's husband in I Dream of Jeannie. What, Chris? It's an older show. It was a great show. I used to watch it when I was a kid. I think being the genie's husband in I Dream of Jeannie may sound fun. I think it would be annoying to have your wife have magical powers like that. Women already have... The power's over men anyway when they flash those puppy dog eyes at you and you're just like, oh gosh, fine, have whatever. You know what? I'm going to go with Doctor on Gilligan's Island. You have ocean, beaches, you're the smart guy, you're the big fish in the small pond. I'm going Doctor in Gilligan's Island, Chris. I am. What? Chris, these are the important questions we have. Look, this is the stuff we have to tackle. We can do that or we can talk mask mandates.
The CDC recommended continuing the order for additional time, 2 weeks, to be able to assess the latest science in keeping with its responsibility to protect the American people. So this is obviously a disappointing decision.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. These people suck, and we're not going to spend all Friday on it. We're just not. Dr. Jesse. Airplane mask mandates have been dropped. All these people cheering. Where in the loving Pete, he says, were they for 2 years? Am I a jerk for throwing more than a little side eye at our neighbors now? What are they going to do if there's another mandate? I'm glad the mandates are lifting, but the cheers sound like bleeding sheep. Am I wrong? I'm mad. Please help me out. Well, oh man, this is gonna get a little heavy. Let's do it. Let's do it though. One. It's okay to celebrate when these things are being lifted off of us. It is. It's good. It's been miserable. It's been awful. And that we get some relief, it's good to celebrate that. And also, it's good to find something to celebrate, period. It's not hard to find bad news out there right now. It's freaking everywhere. It's not hard to find bad news. It's everywhere. But here's the thing. It is important. It is actually probably life or death important, to be honest with you, to remember who was with you the last 2 years and who was not with you. Now, I'm going to be very delicate about this because, you know, I'm a delicate, sensitive person, very considerate of other people's feelings. So I'm going to be very nice here. I understand that if you're a politician on the right or a pundit on the right, I understand that it is the very popular thing to say right now that lockdowns are bad, masks are stupid, this coronavirus stuff has gone too far, this is dumb. That's popular now because anybody, even on the left, frankly, but anyone on the right feels the same way. Okay, that's good. I'm not complaining. Good. I'm glad you're taking the right stance now. But I also remember. I remember when coronavirus first got here. I remember actually the day before 15 days to slow the spread was announced, it had already kind of hit the news that they were going to announce it. And I lost my ever-loving mind. I freaked out. Chris remembers, he's laughing about it. I freaked out. I went on the radio. I went on social media. I went everywhere and said, are all of you people out of your minds? You don't just stop an economy for 15 days. You don't stop an economy ever. You're going to lock people in their homes. You're going to wreck the economy. You're going to wreck the dollar. You're going to create child abuse, mental abuse. You're going to create substance abuse. This is insane. And right now, you're nodding your head, and you probably agree. You were probably agreeing with me then. But I remember what it was like back then. Not now. I remember what it was like back then during that time. And let me tell you what, Jack, it was awfully lonely out here. Now, I'm not going to do this. Oh, I was the only one thing. That's not true. There were others. If we're talking about people with like bigger platforms, I guess, politicians, pundits, 4 or 5 maybe I can think of. Maybe. Chris says it was smaller than that. It wasn't many of us. The rest of them, even people I consider to be friends of mine, not only were they disagreeing with me, they were flat out texting me saying, hey, man, you need to dial that down. Hey, you're crazy. Hey, millions of people are going to die. No, we need to go home. No, this is we need to support Trump. I have all the text messages. I'm not going to release them. I'm not going to name. I don't name drop my friends ever publicly. If I have disagreement with my friends, I do it privately. But I remember. Now, I do forgive and forget, especially when it comes to my friends. Well, I shouldn't say forget, but I do forgive and I move on and we're going to hang out and life goes on. But I very much remember how many of my fellow Americans, not just politicians and pundits and people on the radio and TV, I remember how many of my fellow Americans, they were more than happy to go through with the lockdowns. They were more than happy to make you shut down your small business. They were more than happy to go home, watch Netflix, order DoorDash. Help me, government. Oh, no, I'm a little hard up. Can you send me some stimulus checks, government? I remember very well. I remember the whole round, the first round of stimulus checks thing. That was all Republicans. And they were loudly bragging about it. We are going to pass stimulus checks to help America. Wait a minute. So you're going to print a bunch of money we don't have after shutting down the economy and just hand out more money we don't have? What was the number, Chris? I think it was $1,200, if I remember right. How's that inflation working out for you today? You enjoying that? Where do you think all that came from? I remember. And so the answer to your question is this. You can celebrate. I wouldn't say you need to hold a grudge against your neighbor. But I would say it is very helpful to remember exactly who in your country is more than willing to lay down for the newest narrative that's being passed whenever it's being passed. The number of people willing to swim against the tide, run against the wind, however you want to put it, the number of people is disappointingly small. I'll put it that way. I honestly, that's one of the reasons I'm so loud about supporting Mike Lindell and MyPillow. It is because when the election happened and everyone knew some kind of cheating happened and all the Republicans, including most of the pundits on the right, were trying to shut everyone up about that for some reason, trying to take the Democrats' line. There was no cheating. It was perfect. Mike Lindell was loudly proclaiming, no, this is wrong. What are you talking about? I don't just tell you about MyPillow and Mike Lindell because they have the best products, although they do. I tell you that because I remember who was with us when the chips were down. MyPillow was, Mike Lindell was, and yes, they have the best sheets on earth. And they're 60% off right now if you're looking for a deal. Go buy a couple sets of Giza Dream Sheets. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Jesse. If for no other reason than to say, hey, thanks, Mike, for what you did. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. And don't worry, we still have a ton to get to. I do think we should get to this one really important thing today. You see, it is Friday, and I think on a Friday it should become a tradition that we get to hear Governor Phil Murphy of New Jersey get to meet his constituents.
Oh, my God, it is.
Hey, how you
doing?
Oh,
my God, Murphy.
How you doing?
Such a...
You're having you fun with your family. In the meantime, you're having all kind of other bullshit.
No, I'm not drunk, as a matter of fact.
Can you put your mask on? Please?
You can go yourself. How's that?
Well, I don't need a mask on.
You know why I don't need a mask?
Because there ain't nothing
like
wrong with me.
I like your Trump phone.
You're right.
Guess who Trump likes? He likes my dad.
Yeah, he no, he doesn't like your phone.
He does.
Thank you.
Let's go.
Thank you.
Thank you, ladies. Thank you, ladies. You know what? Let's do a little public service thing first. Personal protection. Do you have any? Maybe you're a gun guy. Good. Maybe you're not. Maybe you're not a gun guy or a gun girl at all. Maybe you didn't grow up with them. Fine. Look, no judgment here. I would suggest you get boned up on guns, but no judgment here. You need something to protect yourself with, go get a hero gun. Even if you're a gun guy, I'm a gun guy and I have a couple of these things. So it's a nice supplement to what I have. It's just about the size of a cell phone. It's a non-lethal gun. It shoots pepper balls 100 miles per hour. It will put people down. And I mean put people down. You don't need a concealed carry permit. Anyone can use it. Maybe you're sitting there saying, I'm not comfortable. Believe me, it's got a laser sight. Point, pick it up and squeeze. Go to hero2020.com. They have a special discount right now for my listeners. Hero2020.com, code Jesse. All right? Hero2020.com, code Jesse. Let's get back to the Ask Dr. Jesse questions. Again, it's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. You can catch the whole show if you missed any of it on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. If you want to email your questions during the show, that's totally fine. Email jesse@jessekellyshow.com. This one says, yo, Jesse, what is the best barbecue you've had in this beautiful nation? I've been to a few great places. Recently, it was in Kansas City. It was amazing. I hope you read this on the air and flood this place. He said he ate at Slaps Barbecue in Kansas City. All right, I don't know anything about it. He says it's good. He says I can say his name. His name is Dan. Barbecue arguments are interesting arguments because, one, you're going to make everyone mad whenever you make a choice. It's just inevitable because everyone thinks they have the best barbecue. That's one. Two, my take on this is actually doubly aggravating for anyone, for everyone. So allow me to just get this out of the gates right off the bat. Barbecue is overrated. Yes, it is, Chris. Barbecues are, I'm not a big bar. It's not that I dislike barbecue. I've had tons of barbecue. When I go get some barbecue, they're all over here in Texas. I go sit down and get some jalapeno cheddar sausage, and I enjoy the mac and cheese, and I enjoy that meal very much. I'm not anti-barbecue. But let's be, it does not sound like it, Chris. That's not anti-barbecue. You know what? Forget it. It's not anti-barbecue. I just believe there are superior options at all times. I mean, if there's a great barbecue joint right next to a great Mexican joint, I'm going Mexican all day long. All day long. In fact, it happened to me today, this afternoon on the way to the studio, driving by. I look over and what do I see? Oh, a new little kind of like food, not a food truck, but it's a trailer, the kind you pull behind it that serves food. And I'm looking and I see a bunch of Mexican words in there, Chris. And it's like la something. I don't know. I don't speak Mexican, but there were a bunch of Mexican words. And I kind of giving it the little side eye as I'm driving into the studio. And then I look and what do I see? About a dozen Mexicans standing out in front of this place ordering food. Well, you can bet I decided to show up a little late to work today. Hooked a quick left into this place, like three little old Mexican ladies in there just making the Mexican street food. Oh my gosh. It was superior to any barbecue there is on the planet. Yes, it was, Chris. Yes, it was. That's one. Two. Now let's make the rest of the country, Matt. Here we go. Best barbecue? North Carolina. Now, that's a personal preference thing. The North Carolina barbecue has more of a vinegary flavor to the barbecue. It's much more vinegary than Texas barbecue. I dig on the vinegary flavor. So I'm not saying that they're better at it. I prefer that flavor better. There. Like Chris, you've never even left the state. You worship the state of Texas. You've never even left the state. You don't have any opinion on this whatsoever. None. You've been to Nashville. You were there for 15 minutes, and everyone knows you probably packed a lunch or something, so you didn't have to spend any money. Dr. Menu Whisperer, where were you on the road? When you were on the road a lot, how did the great Menu Whisperer get by? What was your gas station go-to? Looking forward to hearing how you found the best heat lamp selections. I'm guessing a fair amount of ranch was involved. Keep on fighting the commies, says I can say his name. His name is John. Okay, first and foremost. Gas station food is a funny beast. It's not easy, and a lot of you are doing it wrong. One, the gas station hot dog. It's good. It's not the best option right now because, remember, while it does taste good, it can be difficult eating on the road. You're not going to stop and eat in the gas station, right? But the gas stations now, they have these things, and I know you know what I'm talking about. They have these like taquito type things that are stuffed full of all kinds of different stuff. They have Philly cheesesteak ones or chicken and cheese or cheeseburger or whatever the case may be. And what it is, it's all enclosed. So you can eat it going down the road without getting everything messy. You can just come all of the thing right out of the package and you don't have to stress getting it all over your shirt, all over your car. That is my gas station go-to. I have another thing. I know you're going to say this is childish. I know I'm going to get screamed at for this. Mountain Dew. You got to have a little pick-me-up when you're on the road. A little Mountain Dew gives you a little shot in the butt. I've pulled all-nighters without Mountain Dew before. Don't do that, by the way. That's dangerous. That's one. And then this is the last one. And when I tell you the best gas station food imaginable, you're going to be tempted to turn your nose up at it. Maybe you're going to say, Jesse, you don't know what you're talking about. But I want you to understand something. I'm more white trash than you are. When it comes to gas station food, you may know more about fancy foods. You may know more about cars and guns. And you may know more about, honestly, everything in life than me. But I promise you one thing. You do not know gas station food like I know gas station food because I am the dregs of society, all right? I know how to eat in a gas station. And when I tell you what to eat in a gas station, here's what you're going to do. You're going to, one, think it's illegal or against the rules, or two, you're going to say it's disgusting. And I'm here to tell you it's not illegal. It's not against the rules. It's 100% legitimate. And I've been doing this in gas stations for years. You want to hear the best gas station cuisine on the planet? I'll tell you in just a second.
when I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.